And now our countdown to Earth Day. We're showing you how to green in every aspect of your life, how to go green. And we're kicking off the series this morning with Deidre Imus, the author of Growing Up Green, Baby and Child Care. Now, her book is a roadmap for how to raise all of our children in a healthy and environmentally friendly way. And it's packed with really wonderful tips. We're just going to show you some of them here. But I have to admit already, I have a crush on you, Deidre Imus. and I tell Don I'm sorry, but I really do. Even before I met you, I did, because these are such great ideas. But
thank you.
Tell me, why is it even important for us to be thinking about raising a child environmentally friendly from day one? Why is that important?
It's important because our children are being exposed in all directions, from their food, everyday products, cleaning products, everything in the home. The air, our soil, our water is polluted. Many of these products in our food chain has carcinogens and neurotoxins and endocrine disruptors, hormone disruptors. So it makes sense to use the least level of toxicity with everything you do with your children
and
in your life.
Reading this starts to make sense to me because we have somebody crying in the studio. It starts to make sense to me because you smell the product when you spray it, and it smells harsh to you, but the kids are on the floor. They have their mouths on the table. They're actually ingesting all this stuff. Let's start with the house cleaning products, and do we get the chemicals out of these products?
Yes, these products are all non-toxic products. A great example here of hand dish, distilled white vinegar, which has been around for years, and then non-toxic all-purpose cleaners. The difference with a green or non-toxic cleaning product is that they do not contain chlorine bleach or ammonia or any of those synthetic chemicals.
Those are two that we're really worried about.
Really, especially chlorine bleach for moms that have little babies and pets. It's a low-lying chemical, which means it's at around our knees here, and it stays at that level where your child's mouth and breathing,
inhaling
a young child. So it's much more detrimental.
I love your tip that cleaning products should look like water, because if they don't, then they have chemicals and false colorings and everything else in them. So they should look clear like that.
Unless they use vegetable dye for their colorings, they're naturally going to be clear. Otherwise, they have synthetic chemicals that are very harmful.
Didn't even think about that. Now, glass bottles, this was big in the news yesterday with the plastic bottles, glass bottles, and baby food. Organic baby food. Tell me why organic food's important.
Organic food's important because organic means that all of the food that you're feeding your child does not have pesticides. Again, pesticides are known carcinogens and neurotoxins and are totally linked through studies with all of these children's illnesses that we're having. It smells good, right?
It does smell good.
Earth's Best has been around. This is what I fed my son, my nine-year-old son, and I've even eaten this baby food. There's a study that was done where they found in conventional baby food, over 16 different pesticides just in a jar of baby food.
See, let's say that again, because when I read that this morning getting ready for your interview, that really shocked me. 16 in a test of baby food, regular baby food. How many pesticides did they find?
16 they found. And pesticides are known carcinogens and neurotoxins and are linked to everything from cancer to autism to learning disabilities, allergies, asthma.
Well, let's be fair. This costs more money than regular baby food right now. By about how much?
Well, it does cost a little more, but also you can buy them in bulk. You can go to certain stores, health food stores now that are more cost competitive.
Yeah.
And then, of course, now Gerber's has an organic line as well.
Okay, that's helpful.
So there's alternative. Plus, you can make your own baby food. I did that when my child was a baby. It's easy to make, just mashing up the yams and the potatoes and the green vegetables.
That way it isn't more expensive, and
so a lot of that you can put in glass jars at home, and it's you save money.
There's so many more tips in this book. There from the school stuff that I wanted to talk about this. This really bothered me when I heard about this.
Well, the baby bottles are a big thing too. Glass bottles are the gold standard for baby bottles. I highly recommend glass. For whatever reason, if someone doesn't want glass, then there's healthier plastic bottles, but still it's plastic.
All right.
They've taken out the major chemicals in them, but they're still toxic.
We will link you, if you're interested in this topic, to her book and everything else you need to know at abcnews.com. This was just wonderful. And again, there's one of the reasons I have a crush on you.
In a flash, be the first to know what's coming up on Good Morning America tomorrow with the GMA Daily Flash email. All the great insider details you want to know from GMA. Go to abcnews.com, click the GMA page, and sign up for the Daily Flash. And you can even enter to win the weekly GMA Flash gift bag giveaway. Sign up now.